Take a succulent and give it time. You let it be and see it feeling fine. You think it's wanting plenty love and care, but you just hold your horses, leave it there. Don't overwater, you have to stay strong and fight the urge to give it what it longs. If you're an overgiver, take the hint and get yourself a nasty pot of mint.
on lost and lonely days. Infinite futures come a single past. Everyone whimpers, nobody lasts.
God Save the Animals, that's Alex G with Miracles, Jared's number 13 pick. My number 12 is the second of the 2023 Polaris nominations I have made. It's the third and final record from Winnipeg's great art rock collective, Yes We Mystic. Trustfall was released October 21st on Devil Duck, and it was marked by a video release at Cinematheque, but no final performances or tour, as the band wanted this to be the final statement that they made. Apparently, they set the goal that they all had to be on board with each song on the record as essentially the apotheosis of their work and to craft the truest version of the band. There's swelling synths, gorgeous string arrangements, thrumming drums, and soaring vocals. I have been a fan of this band from the get-go, and I am sad to see them go. But what a note to go out on. I'm going to play you the track Sit Down. And then number 11, you heard it on Jared's singles list, Always Blue Rev Record. Is just an unassailable pop rock record. It's records like this that make me wish John Gordon was still doing pop infusion, because I know it's the kind of thing he'd be playing every Tuesday afternoon. He would just be all over this kind of music. This is John Gordon core. The Toronto Five piece, fronted by Molly Rankin, released this on October 7th on Polyvinyl. It was a five-year wait for the follow-up from 2017's Antisocialites. They replaced their rhythm section in the interim, and they had to recover from the theft of a recorder full of demos. Apparently, Molly Rankin's home got broken into and someone stole basically all the demos. So rebuilding from that and rewriting the album, it's a pretty pure piece of songcraft and a really exciting thing. When the drums burst in on the seven seconds into the opener, Pharmacist, after Rankin's vocals begin alone, you know you're in for an exceptional listen. This is one that grabs you from the get-go and doesn't let go. I'm going to play the track Easy on Your Own.
Coming in at number 12 for me is the self-titled record from UK duo Wet Leg. It came out on Domino. This debut has hooks for days. The debut single, Chaise Lounge, or Chaise Long, however, is the track I'm going to play, as it was definitely one of my 2022 anthems, and announced this duo as a fresh new dominant force that was ready to break rules and chart their own direction. And go check out the video for it. It's very, very cool. And then at number 11, Steve Lacy and his record Gemini Writes. So Bad Habits was a huge breakthrough song this year for this supremely talented artist. You hear it on modern commercial radio. Everybody in my house knows it, loves it, and embraces it. It just sort of shows the world the talent that folks in the know have seen since Steve Lacy's time as a producer and in the group The Internet. Diving deeper into this excellent record provides great rewards, and it showcases some really fantastic storytelling and, of course, very smart production, which has never been something that he has lacked. It would have been easy to play Bad Habits, but I'm going to play my favorite track on the record, something called Sunshine, which features Fushi.
Oh, Excuse me.
What?
Hey, you over there on the chaise long in your underwear. What are you doing sitting down? You should be horizontal now. Assign someone to worry your mother. Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
What?
Hey, you in the front row, are you coming backstage after the show? Because I've got a chaise-long in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
Oh,
Sunshine from Steve Lacy's Gemini writes, Jared pivoting away from the obvious single to give you something a little deeper, to give you a taste of why he likes the record and not just the track. Coming in at number 10 for me, Nikki Egan's album This Life came out on Coal Mine subsidiary Transistor Sound on June 3rd. Again, Coal Mine, as I said, with the Reverend Baron track, generally responsible for a lot of things I love, past appearances from the Monophonics, Kelly Finnegan, you name it. They're really just great A&R folks at kind of spotlighting up-and-coming soul singers, and this is a throwback soul record that honestly wouldn't sound out of place alongside a Dusty Springfield record from the 60s. Egan's voice, there's fuzzed-out guitars, there's tambourine. It's really, like, again, like with that Jamie Drake track I played on the singles, something that you could have heard on CKY AM back in the day. You know, each new listen actually has revealed a new favorite on this record, and the only constant is that it's Egan's supple and expressive voice. If you liked the Aaron Fraser record that I put on my top 20 last year, this is the album for you. Generally, like I have a few different types of music I respond to, is most especially, and throwback soul is one of them, and this is great. I'm going to play you the track Every Part. Coming in at number 9, it's not quite as high as I placed his 2019 album, fittingly titled My Finest Work Yet. That was number 6, but Andrew Bird's latest, Inside Problems on Loma Vista, is my number 9. It's a wonderful follow-up, and it cements Bird's place as one of my favorite art rock writers, and who's my appreciation has really only grown deeper into his discography. You know, the early gimmicky whistling records I thought were fine, and I had moments that I enjoyed, but really I think he's matured as a songwriter and a lyricist. And I keep returning to this record since it was released in June, and finding more songs to love and more things to respond to. So I'm going to play the track Underlands.
Coming in at number 10 for me is Wise Blood and the record And In the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. Came out on Sub Pop. It's the 5th full length from Natalie Merling, and it really showcases her talents like never before. The music is super dense. The lyrics are heartfelt and speak of love and longing. And as always, Merling's voice is transcendent. I'm still kicking myself for not seeing Wise Blood at this year's Winnipeg Folk Festival.
That was the night with the Kurt Blood. That was a great one too. Yeah, or Kurt Vile, rather, yeah.
Was just not in the cards. Going to play what I feel is the standout track on the record called It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody. And then coming in at number 9, a bit of a surprise. This was one that Lily really turned me on to. The 1975 and the record Being Funny in a Foreign Language came out on Dirty Hit. I don't know why I love this record as much as I do. I think it's because it's got a real nostalgia thing going on. It sounds like those great Britpop records that I loved from the late 90s, early 2000s. The band is brash and is kind of snotty, and, you know, they're constantly quoted on the cover of the NME and whatever British music mags still exist. And the lead singer, Matty Healy, he's certainly a divisive figure. You know, on this current tour, he's
eating raw meat.
He's eating raw meat. He's made out with crowd members. He just actually got tattooed on stage. So he's a showman, and I think the showmanship certainly wins the day when it comes to the 1975. I'm gonna play a really great track called All I Need to Hear.
Looking for a feeling that's right, the kind of so deep, it leaves a breathless morning cry. And I'm making space for it.
Stars don't owe you anything. Don't give a damn about your nations. I feel the slightest obligation. I mean, listen, what if the world goes spinning off its axis? And what if the moon begins to wane before it waxes? Take my hand through all the chambers of the underland, like the sharpest penny on the railroad track. If you go too far, you know you can't go back. Never been here before. Deep inside us, molten core. No need for clothes or for eyes to see. Surround yourself a pair of ears. Gonna be down here for many years. Just listen out for that subterranean river of tears. Well, not exactly hell, more like a nocturnal paradise. Not exactly heaven either, I'd say about half as nice. Well, at the end now, you run aground. All the sine waves gone underground. There's a threshold between the here and hereafter. It's across the river, you know you gotta take a raft there. Stars don't owe you anything. Don't give a damn about your nation. Feel the slightest obligation.
Joe. Talking miss what they say. Cause it all means nothing, my dear, if I can't be holding you near. Just tell me to love me, that's all that I need to hear. I sit in my kitchen with nothing to eat, with so many friends
need to hear from the 1975, but there is more to hear as we count down our top 20 albums. We are at my number 8, Not Tight by Domi and JD Beck. This was co-released on Blue Note, the Venerable Jazz label, and Anderson .Paak's Apeshit label. This record is less about bridging the gap between hip-hop and jazz than it is about obliterating the notion that there are divides between the genres. This features collabs with Thundercat, Herbie Hancock, Snoop Dogg, and Mac DeMarco, among others. And it really hangs together because of the vibe the Dallas duo create between Domi Luna's keys and JD Beck's drums. It's a slippery, funky, fun record. And man, it'll have you saying the title of this track after you hear it. The track is Whoa. Number 7 for me, it's the earliest and most enduring release on my list. Crash from Les Louanges came out January 21st via Quebec label Bon Sound. Vincent Roberge, who records under the name Les Louanges, wrote the entire album in the winter of 2020 while quarantining after a tour of France. And I'll admit, I only understand about half the lyrics on this entirely francophone record. But what I do understand is the universal language of the like neo-soul love that he embraces and embodies. It really recalls Frank Ocean and Raphael Sadiq, among others, and it features impeccably tracked drums alongside horns and synth, and it's just a groove record. I'm going to play you the track 14, and in fact, most of the tracks on this record don't have names. They're just titled the number that they are in sequence, but regardless of what they're called, I call it great music.
Coming in at number 8 for me, you heard on Michael's singles list, is Ombigazi, and the album Sewn Back Together came out on Arts and Crafts. It's an intense collaboration, as Michael mentioned, between Daniel Monkman, better known as Zune, and Adam Sargent, better known as Status Non Status. And this collaboration explores their respective cultural histories, strips down the artist's respective sonic explorations to create something brand new that recalls lush, dreamy pop and the heyday of Chicago post-rock. And we picked the same track. I love the song Cherry Coke and couldn't get away with not playing it. So that's a win for you because you get to hear this great song twice within this broadcast. And then coming in at number seven, no stranger to my best of list. Chances are if he puts out a record, it's gonna land somewhere in the top 20. Kendrick Lamar and his record, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. His first release on his own imprint, P.G. Lang. And for me and for many, a new Kendrick record is a time for celebration. On this, his fifth full length, I found it to be overly sprawling and a bit disjointed. It's a double album, but ultimately it's no less poignant. And I think that there is still no stronger, more vibrant voice in music today. And I picked the track Count Me Out.